So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Auto Group Studios, experience the power of one with 8 brands and 25 locations. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
It is Dom time. Welcome in, everyone. Thanks so much for joining us. Coming to you from the Jersey Shore, from my second home, the Wildwood Convention Center. They're very, very hospitable. Great down here. The remnants of Hurricane Erin seem to be in the boy. Poor people that came down last week, but things seem to be back to normal as far as I can tell. A little bit cooler than it has been, but today's a beautiful beach day. All right, got a lot of stuff to talk about. A lot of people coming on today, including Judge Dugan. Philadelphia Inquirer thinks it's unseemly that Judge Dugan, at least they give me credit, they call me conservative host Dom Giordano, which is accurate. Have they ever identified anyone as a liberal, progressive host? Once do they do that? No. It's only one way, and it would be good to put the call letters, like we're not out there in the ether, because Judge Dugan came on my show. He's coming on today at 12:30, and it says, in one of his first appearances after announcing his Republican candidacy, Dugan told conservative radio host Dom Giordano he wanted to physically fight Krasner, a striking talking point for a candidate trying to persuade voters he has a better plan to reduce violence in the city. Quote, it was pretty close to coming to the point of let's go behind the dumpster, recounting his reaction to one of Krasner's lines of attack. Hey, Philadelphia Inquirer, how about telling us the lines of attack? Dugan said, I would love to have a charity boxing match. The line of attack was this creep, insufferable. Larry Krasner brought his wife into it, Philadelphia Inquirer. And I know you don't have standards. When a wife is brought into it, what happens? You don't understand Philadelphia. You're not really Philadelphia. So the judge will be here today because some of the unions now say they cannot back him. The electrical workers are. So you're starting to see on what basis, if Larry Krasner was anathema to Ryan Boyer, who I hope to get on the show tomorrow, if he was anathema to him, then why all of a sudden are they willing to fund Larry Krasner? They talked about the damage he was doing to the city. Why fund him? Do they really think Judge Dugan is going to be some Donald Trump Republican? Come on, Ryan. Come on the show. We'll talk about it. All right. Speaking of all that, we do have some great people. Our guy, Mike, at Wake Up New Jersey's got several big things to talk about today. He'll be here, Judge Dugan, at 12:15. We're going to talk with, of course, Scott Presler, who is always here on Monday with some breaking developments, some update, and Frank Ferry, the state senator from the suburbs, who's under fire with SEPTA again. Now, some smart people are bringing in the best lawyer that you can get. You know how I feel about the guy, George Paquetto, to sue SEPTA, saying all these cuts they're doing when they have all that money that's unspent is disproportionately causing pain to lower-income people. So why do that? Why not, in a progressive city like Philadelphia, why not have SEPTA cuts toward the wealthy areas and let the people who use SEPTA actually get to work rather than causing more problems? All right, big story, though, today, I think, is President Trump, by executive order from the White House, is trying to block cashless bail. Cashless bail is essentially the idea that you don't have to post anything in order to get out of jail. So we see people that commit some of the most horrific crimes in places like New York, Philadelphia, get out of jail because they don't have to post bail. New York has been particularly bad with this. Now, can Trump do this, or is this a state matter or a city matter? Well, they might block him, but then he's threatening, okay, you don't want to do something that's really going to stop crime, then what I'm going to do is I am not going to fund you. I'm going to cut off funding again. That's the secret formula. Now, I don't think New York, under Bragg, well, they'll fight to the death over cashless bail. They just want to let people out of jail who allegedly have committed horrific crimes. So I'm looking at a sheet from the White House in which they talk about some of these horrific crimes, a whole laundry list of them, particularly New York City. And while we're on it, Henry, I'll call in your expertise. I think I sent it to you. You probably saw it, Henry. Did you see the new commie chest press, where you have a guy lift a weight for you and then you jump up and say you lifted it?
Oh, yeah. That was bad.
Madame, yeah, I mean, it's one thing to give you an assist, like, yeah, say you're doing 10 reps and you've done 9 and you're really shaking, you know, just shaking, getting to it. And for the 10th, you get it up halfway and they help assist and at the end pull it up. I'm okay with that.
Yeah, nice spot.
Yeah, that's a spot. What would you call what this guy's doing? I'd call it lifting the weight.
Yeah, that I wouldn't count that as a rep. No, even Kevin Durant got one up. That's not a rep.
Oh, was it that bad? Was it 225 you have to bench press?
Or? I think so, yeah. And KD got one. I mean, this is only, what, 135?
Yes, 135, and I doubt that. I'm looking at those weights. I don't even know if I
fake
add up.
45s.
Yeah, 135. Now, I think average male, I'm sure you could do 135. I know I've done 135. Yes. The 225, even one rep, seems to be standard for the NFL particularly. They count the number of reps you're doing. This guy, Mondani, he's not a big guy, but my God, this was pathetic. And even more pathetic, we know he's a socialist communist. Don't they know what we're going to say when another guy lifts the weight up for him? My goodness.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. It was pretty amazing to come to an event. You got to know if the guy can lift the weight or not, I guess. You're asking for ridicule if you have to have the other guy pull the weight up and start it off as it comes off. That's the hard part, too. Well, you know, getting calibrated with that, that's a little bit of a jolt when it comes. Okay. But I don't even know if he lifted one. Not that weightlifting is the criteria to be mayor of New York. But who comes up with stuff like this? You know, is this going to be the new thing that we engage in? And I did try Jeff Van Drew's idea on pull-ups, and it worked somewhat, Henry, but it's still too high, and I felt as if I were swinging in the air and afraid to come down, because I have to kind of pull forward a little bit.
Yeah, you're up on the monkey bars.
Yeah, in order to do it, yeah. So I just have to get a lower pull-up bar. Still do the pull-up, but it can't be like 8 feet in the air. It's a little bit tricky. Mondami, nice try, buddy. Yeah. You can go on my Twitter, you'll see it.
He's just got to know better that if you go to somewhere where they're lifting weights, they're going to ask you to do it, and you better be able to.
Yeah, what kind of an event is it where they have a bench press set up outside? I don't know. Yeah.
He goes to them, like RFK is going to them. I don't know. Right. They're somewhere. Right.
Yeah. Okay, now, this cashless bail thing and Trump cracking down on crime. It's 10 days now without a homicide in New York and Washington, which is incredible to see that, okay? That's a good record, and of course, Trump touting it. So the guy that wants to be president, another guy, Wes Moore, the governor of Maryland, has invited Trump to the bridge ribbon cutting. Then he wants him to walk the streets of Baltimore with him. Now, over the years, you know how much we've talked about The Wire, and the premise of The Wire is how out of control crime is, how they cook the books, how none of it's accurate. It's Baltimore. Here's Wes Moore, though, with Scarborough, I believe, and they're talking about the fact, how in the world are you doing okay in Baltimore? 300,000 people have left the city of Baltimore. Here's how it sounded.
Scott, I mean, what do you see here?
You know what? Hold on. I have my cuts mislabeled. Give me a second. I'll have that
sure.
In a second.
All right. So the phone lines are 855-839-1210. Wes Moore, budding presidential candidate, coming in here wanting to tout or push back on Trump about crime and how he doesn't know how to fight crime. And as a result, we have this situation with Scarborough where they're talking about Baltimore, once, I believe, around 900,000 people, now, in pretty recent memory, down to 600,000. Here we go.
I'm sorry. I don't have this in front of me.
Okay. All right. 855-839-1210. Let me give you the side question. With all that's happening, we haven't done this one ever. And again, we only have 2 days this week, and then I'll be off the rest of the week. So two names go into the hat for a great prize. Asking the question today, if this event happened now, it would incredibly burn up the internet and social media. With social media so much in play, with, of course, Newsom, Trump, back and forth, it would burn it up. And I give you the couple that I took were huge events, but also conspiracy lingers around them. So one was the moon landing, and the other is the JFK assassination. If they happen today, given social media, you can just imagine how much stuff we would have. We still have it on both of them, particularly JFK. Henry, do you have one?
Yeah, how about what if Babe Ruth had called his shot in today's day and age?
Yeah.
Getting
That'd
up to the plate,
yes.
Pointing out to the outfield, saying that's where the ball's going real quick, and then hitting it. Oh, man.
Absolutely.
That would go absolutely crazy.
All right, who else is in producing today?
Just me right now.
Okay. 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. All that you have to do is just push #1210. Your calls are next on Talk Radio.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
12-10. Hey, it is Dom time. Welcome in, and I'm in the Garden State, and one of our favorites. What a discovery this summer. Michael, we don't give the last name. He's protecting sort of his identity. You heard him from Mulligans, etc. Mike of Wake Up NJ, Wake Up New Jersey. It's got several things that got my attention. Get in on the side question early, though. At the end, you know, we get a log jam there. I can't always get to everybody. I feel bad about that. Something that if happened now would burn up the internet. I took off two of the big ones that I could think of, the moon landing and Kennedy assassination, not just because they're big, the conspiracy part of it, and Henry, Babe Ruth calling his shot. Picture that on social media today. All right, let's go to the purveyor on Twitter of Wake Up NJ, Michael, back with us on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Michael, afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Dom. How we doing?
Very well, Michael, and you certainly are prosperous. Wanted to start off with the biggest, in a lot of ways, post-COVID. You know how people are, particularly maybe in Jersey, around the whole vaccine issue. And I didn't see the story anywhere else, at least at length, as you put up at Wake Up New Jersey, that we have a consortium of mostly these blue states. And I guess with Josh Shapiro at the helm, it's seen as blue from the governor, wanting to come together to come up with their own vaccine as a regional group, vaccine regulations. I mean, each state does that, Michael. What are they trying to do? Why come together as a regional group?
Well, I'm going to guess that they don't like what the fact the federal government's doing. Trying to tackle vaccines and, like, you know, what they're doing to our children. So I think they are hell-bent on trying to push as many vaccines as possible on our children and on us.
So this is, I don't have them all in front of me. It's Jersey, Pennsylvania, Massachusetts. It's a good number of them that are engaged in this. And again, they can do it in their own state, but they're making some kind of statement pushing back against Kennedy, I guess, by saying we're a regional power. It's like we're a semi-U.S. government thing here. That's what they're doing.
Yeah, well, as far as the states are, Massachusetts, Maine, Vermont, Connecticut, Rhode Island, New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. And they met actually last week to consider coordinating their own vaccine recommendations. And to me, it's just ridiculous, honestly. I mean, post-COVID, there's so many people that were very much against it. And then if you never got it, you were fired. Mm-hmm. You were, you know, outcast. Right. It was completely insane.
Yeah, absolutely. Michael, just one little note. George Paquetto on hold, Henry. I'll come to him in a moment here. He's got something big breaking here, Michael, in town. So, George, just hang right there. We'll get to you. Michael, something else, and this has happened. I saw an article today. You're on top of something. I want to encourage you because you really drilled down to the real innards that, I don't know, you don't have a staff. You just are one-man band. But we see over in Bucks County, they're saying, let's build denser housing. Jersey, I want this issue to make it into the governor's race. You were ahead of the curve. The denser we make this housing, more ills come into play, including we are taking away the ability of people to have farms. Family farms are under fire.
Well, there's a family farm in Cranberry, New Jersey that is trying to be taken by Emmett the Maine. here in the Garden State, we have a mandate of affordable housing per township. It's completely ridiculous. And, you know, if you want to build them yourself, that's on you. But we no town should ever be mandated. And it's all these townhomes stacked on each other. It looks awful. There's no single family homes being built anymore. And that's going to affect your census. It's going to affect your property taxes. So many things are going to be, you know, affected just by these decisions. So you just got to pay attention. Definitely speak out your town meetings.
Yeah, and contact you at NJ Wake Up New Jersey with more information that you can run down and populate out there. What's the latest on the governor's race? How do you see what's going on now since we last spoke?
Well, as of right now, I see Jack very, very active online, making Cheryl is as well. They have her up on the polls at the moment. But the issue I have is that she's running on feeling, not facts. And she's running on Trump derangement system syndrome. And it's really kind of scary how many people are gravitating to just that issue. They don't care about high taxes. They don't care their electric bills are that high. They just care that, you know, Jack, you know, is endorsed by Trump, and that's it. And it's really, really sad. It's been 10 years. These Democrats are running affordability, and you have to make noise that this state has 50, you know, the worst property taxes, the worst income tax, worst corporate tax rate in the country. 54.3% of your lifetime earnings are the taxes here, and enough's enough. These people need to be voted out. So the more noise you make, the better it's going to be. So I see Jack having a good advantage if more, enough people come out. You just have to make sure the information gets out to the independents, and we'll steamroll this vote.
Absolutely. Where do we find you, Michael?
You find me on TikTok, X, Instagram, Facebook at Wake Up NJ or Wake Up New Jersey. And just DM me if you have any information or need to talk about anything. And want to make sure we flip New Jersey red and fix the state.
Michael, thank you very much. Keep us in the loop. We always want to hear from you. Thank you, Michael.
Thank you, Don, for having me on.
All right, Michael at Wake Up NJ. George Paquetto, I saw there. Henry, is he calling back? What's going on?
Yeah, I scheduled him for later in the show, if that's all right with you.
Oh, yeah, sure. What time?
1 is okay.
Yeah, 1 o'clock's perfect.
All right,
George Paquetto will be with us at 1 o'clock because he is potentially meeting with a group of people like Lance Haver, who's the former consumer advocate. I am just sitting here, down here, with popcorn here at the Jersey Shore. But Keto, you know what that means, getting into the ring. To sue SEPTA, who are fraudulent on this, they have the money. They don't want to use the money they have. They want to continue this nonsense to not make these cuts because they're disproportionately affecting low-income people who essentially must use SEPTA. That's the turn of events that's happening here. So I think there was a call with Joe Pittman, with people like Senator Farry, and Lance Haver, who's a liberal. So what? They all see the same thing here, that SEPTA is way off the mark, and it's being used to cause pain. They're starting the eruptions now about the Eagles game. Told you, Malcolm Kenyatta, he hasn't called Henry yet here. We'd get him on. Is that guy a football fan talking about 6 hours, you know? The Inquirer talking about how much the Phillies game was affected because of some of these things that started to play out. I think a lot more people, maybe more people drove. They had a couple stories of people tailgating. I'm sure it's going to have some degree of impact. Kids back to school today until they lower the boom and do the big thing. Are Republicans going to cave in to SEPTA? I don't think so this time. All they're asking for are reasonable oversights. How are they going to cut down on $50 million a year plus a fare evasion? How are they going to get the special prosecutor to prosecute? All right, so George will be here at 1 o'clock. It's fascinating. Look, they know the right guy to tag in. If you're going to get after something like this, you know Paquetta. Might take a while or maybe not. Just the name on the other side. Oh, man, it's Paquetto. All right? Let's go to Joe in Columbus. Joe on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Joe.
Hey, Dom. That bench pressing thing, did we forget? It wasn't that long ago, Terrell Owens, outside of his estate, bench pressing for the press when he was a holdout for the Eagles.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, why does it always come down to weightlifting or going behind a barn and beating somebody up? Or, you know, it comes down to the muscle. There's an attraction to little quiet self-confidence here, you know?
Oh, Joe, you're making a statement of your own here, huh? What's wrong with a little bench press? Come on, Joe. Well, no. Here's the thing, Joe. All right, if he couldn't lift it, he couldn't lift it. Saying he lifted it by the guy pulling it up and then gently letting it come down, Joe, that's the part that's wrong.
Well, Dom, I've been saying, watching the spotter had to relieve at least 60 pounds from that 135.
Yes, yeah.
I'm wondering if he went through like a little practice routine just to see if he wasn't going to be in trouble before the cameras turned on.
Maybe. It is unusual that you show up and you have to do a bench press outdoors.
Right. And I was always told, to coin a phrase, the wise man hides the power. Keep it to yourself, you know, unless this guy looks like a drip of water in a business suit.
I think he does. But, Joe, what's your aside? What is it that would blow up the Internet if it happened now?
Well, in this day of election engineering, I go back to the Dewey Truman campaign where the Chicago Tribune declared him the winner.
Right.
And it was not the case, you know, especially in Chicago, for God's sakes.
Yeah, so we're thinking it's not only a big event, but it's the conspiracy part that would drive the Internet. That's what it is.
Everybody went to bed that night thinking we had one president, woke up the next day knowing we had a whole nother one.
Well, if you remember election night in 2020, Rich and I were on the air, and we sort of went off at 2, I guess it was. I think Trump was ahead or it was close in Pennsylvania, and he ended up losing. Now, I didn't see the conspiracy in that as much as it was mail-in balloting. But, boy, people jumped on that.
Right. But the ballots that night just kept on coming and coming in just the right areas. But that's for another day.
Gotcha. Thank you, Joe. That's a good one. All right. 855-839-1210. We will get you on board coming up. We're going to speak with Judge Dugan because Judge Dugan is in the Inquirer again. They're saying Democrats have said no mas, at least unions. Well, I'm looking at a statement from the Electrical Workers Union. They say they heartily stand still with Judge Dugan. You really think a guy who's a moderate Democrat suddenly is going to be Trumpian? That's what Larry Krasner would have people believe. This is the way to victory. Are these people in Northeast Philadelphia, I can't vote for that. I'd rather be shot. Are you taking a look at what's going on in Washington? Are you taking a look at the reform that's happening? And Judge Dugan is the perfect blend of that moderate Democrat and yet somebody who would be reasonable up and down the line on enforcing the law on criminals. Is Philadelphia not want that anymore? They'd rather have what we have? Okay. The fact that the judge also, I'll ask him about it. We brought up, Krasner brought up his wife. The Inquirer doesn't tell readers that. They just say that Judge Dugan had a difference of opinion with Krasner and wanted to fight him. Come on. I mean, they are so transparently bad day after day. All right, 855-839-1210. Get in early, too, on the side question today. We'll get a winner. Tomorrow we'll have a winner, and that'll be the winner for the week. I'll be off after tomorrow. And, again, here's an opportunity to score today. 855-839-1210.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome in, everyone. It is Don time from the Jersey Shore. Judge Patrick Dugan is, as you know, in the race, making a lot of noise. And the Philadelphia Inquirer does not like that. And I think I gave you some of the things they report that are not the full story. Let's go to Judge Patrick Dugan here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Judge, welcome back, and thanks for intensifying. You're putting people to work over at the Inquirer.
Hey, Dom, thanks for having me. It's quite interesting the way things sometimes, the spin that's put on what has occurred. But, hey, I'm up for this fight. I'm up to help Philadelphia get rid of the insane policies from Larry Krasner.
So it's fair, I guess. I saw the electrical union, right, is still in your camp. Some of these others, Ryan Boyer, who's very friendly with me, I'm a little bit surprised at, because it wasn't just that they supported you. They called out, I believe, what a threat Krasner was when they did that big endorsement and everything with you, right? It wasn't just we liked Patrick Dugan, but Krasner... This is the guy that should be DA, and Krasner cannot be DA because of what he's done.
Yeah, some of the people that are now coming out have told me personally and publicly what a cancer Larry Krasner is, that the city businesses can't afford it, neighborhoods can't afford it, the victims of Philadelphia can't afford to have Larry Krasner continue to be the district attorney. I am still the same person that many folks endorsed during the primary. And after I win this, I'm still going to be the same person. So it's not me flip-flopping. So, and I could tell you that my phone rang off the wall this weekend from other union heads saying they are staying with me. I understand the laborers are not, but I believe there are many in the building trades who will be coming out publicly for me to continue to assist, our quest to get rid of this cancer.
Yeah, I don't doubt that, because, again, it was about you. They know you, really like you, your record, et cetera, and the type of person you are. So I'm reading this the last day or two, and I'm seeing when you're on with me, they leave out the detail. We were talking about Krasner unacceptably bringing your wife into that one debate. It wasn't just he said, I would do this, and you said I would do this, and then you wanted to fight him. That's crazy. You didn't do anything like that. When somebody brings up your wife, everybody in Philadelphia knows. Those are the types of things that really rile up any husband, any man that I know. Otherwise, I don't think they should be mayor if they're not riled up.
So the first time he did it, we were in West Philly. It was basically a bunch of Larry's people in the audience, and he started to go into the stuff about my wife. She's a police officer, retired police officer, I'm very proud of. But I actually told him, I used the Will Smith line, don't put my wife's name in your mouth. And I told him that night, because I don't bring up his very liberal-leaning wife who was a judge. I don't bring up any of those things. I don't want to. But then he did it again the same night that he was basically saying I was a racist, I was a Nazi, anybody that supports me is like that. So what I said to him that night was, if we were in a different setting, meaning we weren't up on stage and I wasn't running for something, this might have a different outcome. And I mean that. I'm Pat Dugan. I played wire ball as a kid. I underneath the L, you know, I ran around the city of Philadelphia, you know, being a typical Philadelphia kid. So that's, you have these scrapes. I mean, I'm older now. I don't want to be doing any of that. But you're also not going to cross that line and call me these names and start talking about my wife without me saying, yo, you need to chill out, buddy. I'm still Pat Dugan from the city, and I'm a paratrooper, so chill out. So
yeah, and
the Inquirer doesn't know how to, he doesn't know how to put all that in there.
This guy's the dressage guy from Conestoga High School. So, yeah, it is. And again, I would challenge them to take a look at that again, Judge. And I didn't even know the second part that you just said. And it's a fair question. That's not calling for more violence in Philadelphia or anything. And the violence isn't two guys maybe getting into it a little bit. It's people cowardly driving by and firing guns at each other, or running up and firing on people on SEPTA or something like that. That's the type of violence we're talking about.
Yes, and every time we hear these shootings, I mean, we had three yesterday. It happens all the time. And if somebody gets arrested, if we look at their record, there's a chance, a very good chance, that most of the people who will get arrested in the future already have committed crimes such as these, yet Krasner has not successfully prosecuted, or he has withdrawn cases, because that's what he does. So people are continuing to reoffend, committing violence to our citizens against each other every single day. Larry gets a chance to give justice, and he just avoids it. He doesn't want to. He wants to let everybody go.
Exactly. Where do we find all things Judge Dugan? And, again, I think you have something coming up at Wildwood soon?
Yeah, so we have a website, judgedugan4da.com, and that's you spell out the word for, so Judge Dugan, FORDA.com. And yes, obviously races need money, so I need support. I need to make sure everybody's pushing everybody to come out to vote. Stop this 18% and 20% turnout. But yes, down in Wildwood, North Wildwood at Keenan's, right there on New Jersey, at, you know, like First Street. This coming Saturday, Labor Day Saturday, from 4 to 7, we're having a fundraiser there. And then at Konstatter's on September 10th, that's a Wednesday, that's from 6 to 8. So Konstatter's September 10th, 6 to 8. And then at Keenan's, if you're down to shore, most of Philly goes down to shore, stop in at Keenan's, show your support, 4 to 7 on Saturday.
And where else
we
but Keenan's
can do this?
Yeah, where else but Keenan's for Patrick Dugan? Of course, right there in the entertainment district. Sure. Well, a judge.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you, and thanks for taking on this challenge. To be continued. This is only not even round one. We're just getting ready. We're sparring here.
So listen, hopefully we got Red October coming up. We got the birds getting ready to start. Hopefully we can have that. We can win that second, the third Super Bowl. But let's go two in a row, and let's kick Krasner out from him having three in a row.
Exactly right. Thank you, Judge, very much.
Thanks, Tom. Have a good day. It's beautiful out here.
Judge Patrick Dugan on Talk Radio 1210. All right. So the Inquirer leaves out. They bring up the guy's wife. He's calling him a Nazi and everything else. They make it that this is just a violent guy. And poor Larry Krasner, come on, he's the one that wants to stop violence in Philadelphia. All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. All that you have to do is just push pound 1210. All right, we started off talking about the president, executive order, cashless bail, which is big. Here's Wes Moore, the governor of Maryland, in the top five or six Democrat candidates to get the nomination next time around, talking about how Trump does not get the idea of coordinating with others to fight crime. One of the best I've seen over the weekend was a woman talking about the train station, the homeless there, the random attacks and saying all these other people came up with all these programs for 20 years and nothing happened. Trump steps in, and within 10 days, no murders, no problems at Union Station. Here's Wes Moore talking about Baltimore. And Scarborough even says, well, you know, 300,000 people left Baltimore.
But first, I just want to ask you just in general, what historically has been Baltimore's greatest challenge? Why has Baltimore had a crime problem over the past three, four decades?
Well, I think oftentimes Baltimore's had a neglect problem. You know, and I think about Baltimore used to be a city of 920,000 people. Baltimore is now a city of just under 600,000. In fact, if you look at the past few decades, Baltimore's had one of the most precipitous drops in population that we have seen in our country, with the exception of Cleveland and Detroit. But let's also remember this. There's a legacy of Baltimore.
All right. So Baltimore has had this 300,000 people, and Scarborough comes up with, well, why are they leaving? You know, why did they drop 300,000? Yes, they lost 300,000 people. He says neglect. No, it's because of crime. It's because of corruption, and it's because of Democrats, progressives running Baltimore into the ground. The Wire is almost a documentary. As much as it's dramatized, anything that happened in The Wire happened in real life. They just put it all into one series. That's absolutely what's happened to Baltimore. All right, phone lines, 855-839-1210. We're coming to you. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, just push pound 1210. Bill Maher put a point on it, the genius of Trump versus what the Democrats do, on his weekend show. We'll play you that. We'll take your calls. Something that would burn up the internet, break the internet, social media, if it happened now. Everybody's got one. Get into the game with that. George Paquetto at one. He might be involved in suing SEPTA in the middle of all this. You're with Dom on Talk Radio 1210. And who let those dogs out? Dom Giordano Show. Welcome in. 855-839-1210. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. You just push pound 1210. So Bill Maher over the weekend. By the way, he had a great host on. Henry's up to try to get him this podcaster, he's at Stanford, talking about all kinds of practical things that involve your sleep, your energy, simple things, some of it. And he's a big, well, he seemed to be a relative RFK Jr. guy. So there was that, but it was quite an exchange with Bill Maher. I've been Googling him. He's written any number of fascinating things about, you know, what to do if you wake up, how to go back to sleep within 5 minutes stuff. We'll have to see. I haven't tested those out yet, but we're working on it. Okay. You heard Judge Dugan. It continues. And again, the Inquirer identifies me as conservative host Dom Giordano. True. I just want to know. They have all these journalistic standards over at the Inquirer. Guys, maybe I have to send it to the editors. Give us the times that you identify anybody as a liberal progressive host or something like that. Why is it always the conservative? Because it's a mark to them of dishonor. Sometimes a MAGA host. Now, Will Bunch, their big opinion writer over the weekend, says it's true. Yes, Trump is the one guy delivering on his message. He promised fascism, and he's giving them fascism. Again with the fascism, always with the fascism. Here's Bill Maher, though, getting more to the secret of Trump versus the Democrats. It's the thing that Trump seizes on, promises, and delivers. Here's Bill Maher.
And finally, new rule. I told you so. I've been telling Democrats for years the Republicans are going to steal pot from you as an issue. And now Trump says,
we're looking at reclassification and we'll make a determination.
What'd you expect? He is the master at winning votes from small groups who are passionate about one issue, picking up a couple percent here, a couple there, until on election night it's YMCA.
Yeah.
While Democrats offer up high-minded intangibles like equity and saving the soul of America, Trump says, hey, waitress, how'd you like to pay no tax on those tips? Remember that? And everybody was like, why didn't we think of that? Las Vegas is a town where everybody gets tips, so maybe that's why Trump was the first Republican to win Nevada in 20 years. You know by how much? 50.59%. Because napalm in the morning smells like victory. He did it with the tips. He got the TikTok vote. He got the people for whom toilets are very important vote. He got the enough of taking our shoes off at the airport vote, the crypto bro vote, the tech bro vote, the bro bro vote. He got rappers and kale eaters. Oh, yeah, Bobby Kennedy will never be president, but his Make America Healthy Again people, oh, that's another, I don't know, 4% he picked off, and they're ride or die. Choosy yoga moms choose natural sugar and soda, not corn syrup, and they want vaccines to be their choice, and they think your breakfast cereal shouldn't glow in the dark. It might sound like snake oil to you, but remember, Bobby Kennedy actually cooks with snake oil.
All right, so there is the secret blend of Trump, practical stuff, things that people want that the Democrats either don't want them to have, mock them, and come up with some DEI, some highfalutin type of thing. That's Bill Maher's point. And Trump has been the master of this. Deliver on these things. Show tangible results. Look at what's happening in Washington. That is a prime example of where we are. So, of course, today in the Oval Office, it's going to tout no murders in 10 days. I would, too. It's legit. Cashless bail, identifying that. There's going to be a big fight over this. And when people hear the people that have been let out in a place like New York, which has cashless bail, they revolt. They know they're not safe. They know that's crazy. All right? So even if he doesn't get rid of cashless bail, he puts it on the defensive as it should be, like no one else has done. And this woman over the weekend, several that I saw in Washington talking about the train station, it wasn't just inside, it was all around it, the homeless, the battles, the stuff that's gone on. And people are even a bit unclear where the homeless have gone at this part, because the rule is you will be put into a shelter, or you will move on, or you'll be arrested. That's all part of it. Beautifying Washington. Who doesn't want the most beautiful capital in the world? We're seeing that all play out. These are very practical, can-be-done things. They take will, they take guts, they take imagination. Not all of them are practical or reasonable, but the lion's share are. And the magic is continuing. All right, we're going to talk with George Paquetta next. Big-time attorney. We'll get an update because now we have a group wanting to say, oh, yeah, you have Columbus Day. What about Indigenous Peoples Day on the same day? But George is involved with a group of people who are ready to sue SEPTA. One of them is a liberal progressive, Lance Haver, who says this is not right. It is affecting the very neighborhoods that should have to use SEPTA. You want this guy on your side. I mean, you want him to. He also won recently against the real mob in Philadelphia, the bicyclist mob, who want to shut down those people that live in Center City, even for a moment, to be in their precious bike lanes if they're dropping something off at their house. He beat them. So these are all the elements that are out there. Paquetta is in the center of the universe. Scott Presser will be with us a little bit later. Got a great prize, just 2 days. Get your name into the hat. Today we're looking for something that would break the internet if it happened now. 855-839-1210. That's how you get on board. AT&T and Verizon Wireless. All you have to do is push pound 1210. Also coming up, Delaware County, progressive takeover. Now they want this human relations commission to be formed that would be unelected with great power to basically tyrannize citizens. And what's the issue they would tyrannize the most, the human relations there? Gender identity. Gender identity, meaning I identify as this, you're bigoted against me, I'll get the Human Relations Commission. All that in a big 1 o'clock hour with Dom on Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.